Beautiful scene here at Riverside International Speedway. We are closing in on that driver introduction, and Jerry Paxton from Racetime Radio is going to introduce our drivers in just mere moments.
There I am, Joe. We're ready to go.
Jerry Paxton, why don't you kick us off and let's do some driver introductions here, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us introduce to you tonight the 30 starting drivers in the 2018 IWK 250. At the back of the field, starting in 30th position from Quispamsis, New Brunswick, the Chevrolet, sponsored by A.E. McKay Builders, Sarah McKay. Sharing that final row, driving the number 42C from Fort McMurray, Alberta, Robbie's Tractor and Trailer, Robbie's Towing Chevrolet, piloted by Chris Reed. Starting on the outside of row number 14, driving the number 29F out of St. Stephen, New Brunswick, the 2016 Speedway 660 Pro Stock Champion, the Patterson's Toyota Chevrolet of Greg Fay. We probably don't really need to introduce this driver if you've been to Riverside before, but here he is. Starting in 27th position tonight on the inside of row number 14, hometown favorite, 2016 IWK 250 champion, 2015 Pro Stock Tour champion, and the winner of the 2014 NASCAR Penske Series race right here at Riverside, the Nova Construction Ford, the number 89, Donald Chisholm. Starting in 26th position tonight on the outside of row number 13 from Newcombville, Nova Scotia, the Entice Motorsports Chevrolet of Sean Pierce. And sharing row 13 with him, driving the number 08 from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, the Brycon Construction Ford of Nicholas Noggle. Driving the number 5 machine, he'll start 24th tonight from Montague, Prince Edward Island, the Redline Sport and Cycle Chevy, it's Jonathan Hicken. You know that. And starting on the inside of row number 12, driving the zero car from Enfield, Nova Scotia, he is a three-time Pro Stock Series champion, Sean Turple. Starting off in 22nd position tonight, the guy we call Old Five-Time from Halifax, Nova Scotia, the Happy Harry's Dodge is piloted by John Fleming. And starting right beside John Fleming, driving the number 8 from Crown Pod, Prince Edward Island, the Dodge of Kent Vincent, a two-time IWK 250 winner. And he is sponsored by TireTire.ca. The number 48 machine of Waylon Farrell will start on the outside of row number 10. He's from Conception Bay South, Newfoundland, sponsored by Farrell's Excavating. Give it up for Waylon Farrell. Are you with it, girl? I'm free to do what I want and have a good time. Starting on the inside of row number 10, driving the number 40 machine from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, the Maritime Steel Roofing Chevrolet of Robbie McEwen. We were born to be free. Let's escape and feel free. Starting on the outside of row number 9, driving the number 94, Paul Stulak Cigars machine, it is DJ Casey from Prospect Road, Nova Scotia. starting in 17th position tonight. A former IWK 250 winner from Milton Station, Prince Edward Island, the Kears Overhead Door Shots Towing of Darren McKinnon. In 16th starting position, from Farmington, Maine, the 2013 Pro All-Star Series champion and one of two drivers who could be the very first Maritime Triple Crown winner. He drives the King Racing Competition Parts and Fabrication Chevrolet. Welcome, Cassius Clark.
I am ready, red as anybody can be.
Starting on the inside of row number 8, driving the number 42 from Fort McMurray, Alberta, the Robbie's Tractor Trailer, Robbie's Towing Chevy, it's Kyle Reed.
I got an axe and a pistol on a graveyard frame, shooting tombstone bullets on a ball and chain, drinking tea.
In row number 7, starting in the outside, in 14th spot, the number 54 from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, the Superior Foundation Chevrolet of Jarrett Butcher. And on the inside of that row, driving the 03 from Rothsay, New Brunswick, the A.J. Millett & Sons Painting Chevrolet, driven by Steve Halpin. Starting in 12th position tonight, driving the number 48D from Boundary Creek, New Brunswick, the five-time Speedway 660 Pro Stock Champion, Dave Oblinas. And right beside him on row number 6, driving the number 44 from Lakeside, Nova Scotia, the Kynoch Resources Vernon's Thunderbird Diner Ford, Russell Smith Jr.
I feel so good, honey, I want you to know. One more drink and I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of women to make me feel good because I'm ready.
We start the top 10 with a driver who came in from Ontario. A winner in his only super late model start at Riverside International Speedway and a 10-time winner on the NASCAR Pinty Series. Sponsored by Ontario Monarchy Car Care and Cambridge Rigging, please welcome J.R. Fitzpatrick. One of the most consistent drivers in the Pro Stock Tour, driving the number 99 out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and another driver who could be the very first winner of the Maritime Triple Crown. Let's give it up for Craig Slonwhite.
And I'm drinking gin like never before. Feel so good, baby.
Starting on the outside of that all-important row number 4. He's the hired gun from St. Louis, Missouri. In the Cat for Kids car, it is Kenny Wallace.
Hope you're ready for me. Yeah, ready. Hope you're ready for me. Yeah. I'm ready.
We're going to grab a word with Kenny Wallace as he comes off the stage. Kenny, welcome to the IWK 250.
Thank you. I want to thank all the fans for showing up for such a legendary race and just want to share something that the great Dale Sr. taught me. He said, Herman, that's my nickname. He said, there's thousands of great race car drivers all over the world. And I just want to let everybody know that some of those great race car drivers are here at Riverside tonight, and I recognize that. So I'm just happy to be on the same racetrack. And we'll try to grind it out tonight and survive and, you know, be there at the end.
What would it mean for you to win this IWK 250 and join Regan Smith as the only guest driver to do so?
You know, it's not really about Regan or any of those guys. It's about joining, you know, all these great Canadians. This is a legendary race. I just want to win the damn thing, period.
Well, we wish you all the best. Go have some fun tonight.
Thank you.
That's Kenny Wallace, ladies and gentlemen. Back to Jerry.
And this next driver is going to start right beside Kenny, and I think he's going to have his hands full. But if there's anybody he can do it, it is our 2017 IWK champion. Driving the number 67 from Truro, Nova Scotia, the Blankhorns Auto Recyclers Quinn Flooring Chevrolet, Dylan Blankhorn. Starting off in sixth position tonight on the outside of rule number three, from Brackley Beach, Prince Edward Island, Subaru of Moncton, tops to floor Subaru. From Fort McMurray, Alberta, Chris Hughes. Starting off our top five tonight. On the inside of row number three, from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, our 2016 Pro Stock Tour champion, two-time Coolwiki Driver Development Program, sponsored by Atlantic Tilt Load. From Porter's Lake, it's Cole Butcher. And as we quickly work our way towards the front of the field, starting off in fourth spot tonight, on the outside of row number two, from Cornwall, Prince Edward Island, the Greenfield Enterprise Ford, please welcome Dylan Gosby. Starting off on the inside of row number two, driving the number three, he starts in third position. Three sounds like a lucky number, and I know he doesn't want to hear that. From Stouffville, Ontario, the nine-time winner on the NASCAR Pinty Series, including the 2013 Bumper to Bumper 300 right here at Riverside International Speedway, the Kubota Chevrolet of Jason Hathaway. And starting on the outside pole tonight, he is 16 years of age, from Shubenacadie, Nova Scotia, driving the Velocity Machining and Welding Nova Construction Ford. Give it up for Braden Langell. And starting on the pole tonight, the number one position, from Springvale, Prince Edward Island, the Atlantic Dodge Dealer's Dodge, of Greg Proud. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your starting field for tonight's IWK 250.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway. Located just moments away from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, on the edge of James River. Tonight, it's Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis. Featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Drivers, teams, and race fans have hauled thousands of miles for tonight's event. This year's NASCAR celebrity driver comes all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, with over 900 starts in NASCAR. He's also one of the most popular personalities. Mr. Kenny Wallace is in the house.
I tell you what, I am so excited at Riverside Speedway. I'm ready to go. You know, Mark Martin tells me this Riverside Speedway is just over the top. It's Super Speedway South, so I'm looking forward to having a little bit of room to make some moves.
We have six provinces represented here tonight and two U.S. states, including Ontario drivers Jason Hathaway here for his second attempt at the IWK 250, and from Ayr, Ontario, he's the 2006 CASCAR champion and the current leader in the APC series in Ontario, J.R. Fitzpatrick, has made the trip to Antigonish. To win tonight's event, You'll have to have your homework done.
Antigonish is probably the most fun track that we've got in the Maritimes and one of the best I've ever run at, and I've run at a lot of them.
Clear all around right there.
Well, it takes a lot of patience. 250 qualifying laps is what it is today. It's a race that you really got to keep your head about you, so really it's a matter of, you know, being cautious but being aggressive, and those two statements don't really go together, but that's what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to really be a smart racer and, you know, have something left for that last 25 laps.
A lot of things can happen in a hurry. You can let it all hang out.
Doesn't matter how fast you're running. You might be the slowest car at the racetrack, but if you can drive in, turn in the middle, and get on the gas, you got a good chance.
You can feel the intensity. Legs are bouncing in their seats.
Three wide for the lead. What a move.
You can see them sawing the wheel down in turns one and two, trying to hold on.
I think you can get it done.
This is the night we've been waiting for.
This is going to get very interesting.
And if you could win the IWK 250, you will join a star-studded lineup of who's who.
My name is Frank Frazier, and I've been proud to be a two-time winner of the IWK 250 in Antigonish.
Hi, race fans. This is Ben Rowe, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Fans, I'm John Fleming, and I'm an IWK 250 race champion.
Hey, this is Junior Hanley. I was Riverside 250 champion twice.
Hey, race fans, it's me, Darren McKinnon, and I'm an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans, this is Mike Rowe, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans, it's Roland McDonald, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, I am Terry Clappenberg, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, race fans, it's Mike McKenzie, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
I am Greg Stewart, and I have won the IWK 250.
Hi, race fans, I'm Sean Tucker, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, fans, I'm Wayne Smith. I won the IWK 250.
From PEI, Kent Vincent, a two-time champion.
Holy turkey dinner!
Hey, race fans, this is Regan Smith, and I'm a winner of the IWK 250.
I'm Donald Chisholm, and I'm an IWK 250 champion.
And here last year.
Hi, race fans, it's Dylan Blakehorn, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Who will win Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250 tonight, and have their name etched into history? Ooh, yeah. On the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup.
This is good stuff. We've got one of the best tours. I mean, this is good racing. I'm so impressed.
Get something cold to drink, Canada. It's race time in the Maritimes. The 2018 IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis, starts right now. About the rock the nation, rock the nation. Of music. That is 30 super late models coming to life out on Canada's East Coast in Antigonish, Nova Scotia to be exact. Welcome everyone to Racetime Radio live coverage tonight of the IWK 250 at Riverside International Speedway. Let's introduce you to the broadcast crew. Overlooking turns one and two at this big beautiful speedway is a guy from Paris, Ontario. He's a crafty veteran, and he's got a mic in his hand. We got Jerry Paxton. Jerry, how you doing, bud?
I couldn't be any better, Joe. This is the night I've been waiting for since the racing season started back in April. Let's get this thing going. This is the greatest race I've seen. It is the ultimate Canadian short track race. I can't wait to light this candle and set this baby ablaze.
Overlooking turns three and four, we've got a veteran from the pro stock ranks. He's a seven-time champion out here on the East Coast. Not all pro stocks, but I'll tell you, Brad Mann is the guy to have in your corner, and he's the guy that's going to be on our broadcast tonight, as he always is. Brad, you are down there. What do you think about this? This is going to be a great night.
Well, Joe, this is probably going to be the biggest race we've ever seen here at the IWK 250. Exciting, and fast-paced. Will be set early. Will the guys, you heard Fleming say that he has his best set of tires on for the early going. When you look at the likes of John Fleming, Sean Turple, Jonathan Hicken, way back in the field, Donald Chisholm, what more could we ask for? 10,000 fans in the stands. We're going to rock and roll this party tonight.
Unbelievable as the field circulates around. How about this? 15 rows deep for the IWK 250. Some of the best, most well-prepared super late models in the country are here and accounted for tonight. Pretty well every manufacturer, Brad, of these supers is here tonight as the lights go out on top of the Dartmouth Dodge Pace truck. It's about, Tim, it's about time to start the IWK 250. We've been talking about it. Bring us to green, bud.
It's about time to get loud here in James River. Alan Curry pulls the pace car onto pit road. It's Greg Proud and the rookie, Brayden Lantle. The IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis is green. We drive it down into corner number one. And unlike the Ronda Gilbrey 150, they're all going to make corner number one.
Down the back straightaway they go. The 29 of Greg Proud getting out in front as they remain side by side behind them. And Proud showing off the big horsepower early. Now the 53 of Cole Butcher starts thinking about a move. He almost made it three wide down the front straightaway.
And it's Hathaway door handle to door handle against Butcher. Now Butcher settles in behind Hathaway as they get door handle to door handle down the front stretch. They're going to pass Hathaway by. Landro will settle into the second spot. Hathaway settle in third, single file. Cole Butcher behind him. And here comes Gosby.
Top five or single file all the way back to position number seven or so. Kenny Wallace has Craig Swan-White to his back bumper. Fitzpatrick has the reigning champion Dylan Blankhorn on his door. Russell Smith Jr. making his way through the pack as well. Your top eight or so single file all the way back to Fitzy and Blankhorn.
Yeah, we're up to lap four now in the IWK 250. Jerry, a lot of cars. I'm seeing a lot of twitching around here early in the going.
That word patience didn't even come into play for a lap or two. They went right at it as soon as that green went down. Everybody wants to move forward. The 53 of Cole Butcher has been looking for a way under the three of Jason Hathaway. He may have found it. No, Hathaway takes it away from him on the back straightaway.
What a run Chris Hughes is having in the 82 car. Slotweight settles in behind him. They're double foul back. Blakehorn up on the outside, along with Kenny Wallace, trying to gain some gain, some ground on the outside, but it's tough sledding in the early going here.
As they work, lap number seven comes to a close, and it's Greg Proud leading Brayden Langell. And then, as Brad mentioned, that battle for position number three begins to heat up. Jason Hathaway has Cole Butcher nipping at his bumper. It looks like Butcher's a little bit better off the corner, but Jason Hathaway is good in. Butcher points it to the inside of the Kubota number three. They'll be side by side into one.
Absolutely. Down into turn one and two. It is mirror image down the back stretch. The 53 of Butcher and the three of Jason Hathaway now joined by the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Jerry, the 91 has had some stellar runs here at Riverside the last four or five outings.
Gosby has been strong. The issue for Dylan Gosby has been keeping that 91 underneath him and not letting it go away. Tonight he's starting out fast. We'll see if he can make that last through the whole 250 lap. But right now he is in P4 and he is looking at Cole Butcher.
And the guy on the move is 99 of Swanweight as he shoves it up high on the outside. He'll get around Chris Hughes and he's on the way up through the field. Now J.R. Fitzpatrick looks like he may follow him up the outside groove. As Slonway paves the way and puts Hughes back a spot.
The Subaru of Moncton 82 now has the 84. Fitzpatrick to the outside. JR will clear the 82 for that spot. And now Russell Smith Jr. begins to set his sights on that 82. Points it to the outside line. Little sideways for Russie. He'll have to let that position go to the 82. And right behind, Kenny Wallace, Dylan Blankhorn, Dave Oblinas, and C-Money.
Let's give you your top 10 as 13 laps are complete here in the IWK 250. 29 of Proud is up front, second the 51 of Langell, back to third the 53 of Cole Butcher, fourth spot right now is the 91 of Gosby, back to the fifth spot is the 3 of Hathaway, sixth the 99 of Craig Slonwhite, back to seventh the 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick, in the eighth spot the 82 car of Hughes, and ninth your 44 of Russ Smith Jr. back to Kenny Wallace in the 18, rounds out your top 10, Terry.
And just outside that top 10 right now is Dylan Blankhorn in 11th, your reigning champion. Then Dave Oblinas and Cassius Clark. That's a nice little freight train right now, all the way from position number 8 all the way back to 13. Cassius trying to pop the cork a little bit, but 13 and the 48 going at it, and they're going at it in the middle of the pack too, Joe. There's a lot of heavy hitters trying to get their way to the front, and there's some that are trying to tiptoe their way through it here.
And it's Chisenham Fleming deep in the field. They're trying to work their way up. They're trying to get around the 40 car. McCune, single foul there on the back stretch. Get Vincent on the move. He's gained a few spots. Turple's in tow to follow him up through. But a torrid pace set by the leader, Greg Crowd. And he's about to reach the tail end of the lap. And soon to put the 32 of Sarah McKay and the 29 of Greg Fahey a lap down.
And all that lap traffic could come into play in a big way, in a big hurry for the 29 of Proud. He has been running strong with lots of open asphalt. Now, Brayden Langell in that 51 may get an opportunity to close the gap a little with the 53 of Cole Butcher right behind him, then the 91 of Dylan Gosby, the 3 of Jason Hathaway to round out the top 5.
Greg Proud racking up that lap money here early. 21 laps completed this time by Sarah McKay. We'll go one lap down to the 32. And Greg Fay next up on the list on card number 29M. And then it gets a little intenser. Side by side in front of them, Chris Hughes and Sean Pierce right ahead of the Atlantic Dodge Dealers Dodge.
21 and now 22 laps in the books. The 29 of Greg Proud is out front. Really the distance, Timmy, between the 51 and the 29 hasn't changed since the beginning of this race.
It hasn't changed a whole lot, but the 53 of Cole Butcher is closing in, as is the 91 car of Dylan Gosby. Then it's a ways back to the 3 of Jason Hathaway, but 23, and it's about to be 24 laps in this next time by. We have a conveyor belt of race cars around this racetrack.
Brad, how many laps do you got to do before the car starts changing on you?
Well, they got the heat in the tires now. We're 24 laps in. The cars and tires will settle in pretty good here, but it's a torrid pace they're setting, and Greg Crowd is just mowing down the field. So some of these guys in the back, like you look at the 5 of Jonathan Higgins, he's got to get going here, or he's going to find them a lap down, about 26 laps in the book already.
And Greg Crowd now puts the number 42 of Chris Reed behind him, and Reed is now down a lap as Greg Crowd continues to pick his way through the field. Brayden Langell in the number 51, trying to stay with him. The 53 of Cole Butcher closing in now on the 51 of Langell, and that could be trouble for Langell.
And it's the best battle on the field is the 8 of Ken Vincent and McKinnon going at it. They've been going at it for 5 or 6 laps. Finally, Vincent gets around him as we feel some moist in the air. And it's sparks flying off the 67 here on the back stretch.
Yeah, he's bottomed out a couple of times down into corner number 3 these last couple laps. But keep in mind, Joe, these drivers content to ride. A lot of them told me they saved their best tires for lap 125 on. Guys like Dave O'Glean, it's Cassius Clark. Those guys that are running mid-pack right now, I wouldn't count them out.
29 laps complete here in the IWK 250. If you're new to this, you will get a caution at the halfway spot.
We're going to get a caution right now.
As we did get a caution right now, I believe that would be for moisture, wouldn't it, Jerry? Oh, no, it isn't. I see the 40 car around down in turn number 1. Well, I didn't see that.
And Greg Proud got it woed up, but everybody in this grandstand is putting jackets and hoodies on. Is this what it's for, Jerry?
Yeah, there is a little mist in the air, that's for sure. But the 48 of Waylon Farrell, if you have a look at him, he's headed for pit road, and the front end of that car is all bent up.
Okay, we're going to hit a quick break here on Racetime Radio. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans, this is Ernie Irvin. You're listening to Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam.
If you stop for 1 minute and think that you're going to stay ahead, you are absolutely kidding yourself, because everybody in that garage is trying to catch up. So as a team, when you have an advantage, you have to make sure that you motivate your people and make sure you reiterate to your people, we have to keep pushing forward, because if you sit on your hands, you will get left behind in this deal in about 6 weeks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam, heard exclusively on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250. Join us Saturday, August 11th at 5 p.m. Eastern. It's the 19th annual CAT 250 Under the Lights at Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
And Dylan Blankhorn is pulling out all the stops. There's no saving anything anymore.
Featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
I think the spotter said, show me what you got. We're seeing it now.
The claws will come out for the Atlanta CAT 250. It's live flag-to-flag coverage worldwide at racetimeradio.com.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Baseball. Every pitch of the 2018 season on SiriusXM. Add your hometown call with dedicated team channels on the SiriusXM app. Plus, expert analysis 24/7 on MLB Network Radio.
This is the type of a deal that wins championships.
Major League Baseball on SiriusXM and MLB Network Radio. Sirius 209, XM 89, and the SiriusXM app.
Racetime Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
Taking you all the way to the track and back.
It's Racetime Radio.
And we are back. And they are anxious to get this one back underway as they bail it down into turns one and two. Greg Proud out in front, and right behind him, the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 51 of Braden Langell. They are side by side. Behind them, the 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. And that top four is running hard and fast.
It's Butcher now. He baits up right up. He'll close up to the back bumper. Proud, he was quick in going to that second position. Kenny Wallace, Cassius Clark got a battle going on side by side. And they're going back wide open here, and it'll be four or five laps. The tires get up to pressures here, but the cars are zigzagging around, and they're wheeling them.
J.R. Fitzpatrick is on the move. He went from sixth to fourth on that restart, and he's about to go to third. Here comes the 51 of Braden Langell on the outside trying to fight off J.R. Fitzpatrick. Slawn White is there as well. You can feel that sense of urgency in the air as we work lap number 34.
JR was telling me before the race that he's got a good feel for his car, his secondary car he brought down from Ontario, and he is sitting in fourth behind Braden Langell. And Cole Butcher in that number 53 is starting to gain ground on the number 29, Greg Proud.
The top six, single file, and then doubled up there back. You can see Jason Hathaway. And the 91 of Cosby's. Check that. The 13 of Cassius Clark going wheel to wheel through three and four, Jerry. And that is a side-by-side battle between the three of Jason Hathaway, the 13 of Cassius Clark. And that is a scrap for seventh spot. That's how bad this race is getting. These guys are fighting for every inch of real estate. It's go time as far as they're concerned, and they're not wasting any time. And
Cole Butcher is all over the back bumper. Greg Proud, he wants to get that lead, get some of that lap money. Langell sits in third. Fitzpatrick follows through fourth. Slonweight now all the way up to fifth. Cassius Clark got around Jason Hathaway. He sits in seventh. But Cole Butcher really putting the pressure on, trying to get around the outside, the inside. He wants that pole position to get around Proud.
Butcher trying to take that line away from the 29 at Greg Proud. Proud continues to lead this time by. They'll have 40 laps completed in the IWK 250. Butcher sails it on into corner number three. Greg Proud just so smooth in front of this field. He tacks a car length between himself and the 53 of Cole Butcher as they round corners number one and two.
Single file right up to the rear part of the pack. Cole Butcher, as we were saying, was right on the bumper of the number 29, Greg Proud. He's let off just a little bit. Now 41 laps in, and they're going to be catching up to some lap traffic, Joe.
Absolutely. Kenny Wallace, for those listening in. Kim, I know you're listening. Your husband's doing a great job tonight at Riverside. He's parked right behind the three of Jason Hathaway. He's learning the line. Kenny Wallace up to ninth.
And it's heating trouble for the 48 of Farrell. He's in the pit with Steven coming out of the hood. His night could be done. Ken Vincent all over the back bumper. Russell Smith Jr., he's on the move. Patience definitely out the window here. Proud, now that the pressures have come up in the tires, Proud extends the lead out three or four car lengths with that big horsepower of that Dodge.
And Cole Butcher, that number 53, that's a brand new race car just tonight. They brought it for this race. It's their pass car, and he is really putting it to the test, trying to chase down that 29 of Greg Proud.
And if they continue this pace, they'll come up on some lap traffic, and Jared Butcher would be the first one up on the list. Something amiss tonight with the Superior Foundation's number 54 car, as Butcher, a little bit off the pace, he's on the same straightaway as your leader, Greg Proud, as is Greg Fay. Chris Reed at the 21 of Pierce and the 40 of Robbie McEwen.
We were all unsure about the engine in that number 29 of Proud's, but I don't see any smoke coming out of it now. And as Timmy were saying, approaching one of the Butchers, and the other Butcher is losing a little bit of ground on the 29, but he is still there in second place. Braden Langell in third, and J.R. Fitzpatrick in fourth, and rounding out the top five, Craig Slomwhite, Joe.
Comers and goers is what it's all about in the IWK 250. And right now, you got to say, one of those comers has got to be the 40 of McEwen. He's starting to march his way back up through the field. He was in the pits back on lap 30. And she's not 49, guys, and the 40 car is on the move.
And one of the battles right now, the battle for sixth spot, is Cassius Clark is doing everything in his power to get around the 91 of Dylan Gosby. And Gosby doing a great job of just being wherever Cassius Clark wants to go as they get closer and closer to the 99 of Craig Slomwhite.
Well, Proud is really turning it up. The rotors are lighting up. Can't help but notice the rotors start to turn orange on the inside of that 29 car. But he's set the torrid pace here. Just put Butcher a lap down. Now he's about to lap Sean Pierce.
And little ways back is that number 53 of Butcher, about eight lengths or so between himself and your leader, the 29, a great crowd. And Braden Langell, impressive performance so far tonight, holding his own in position number three. J.R. Fitzpatrick at fourth, and then Dylan Gosby is on the march. He's knocking on the door of the Cobequid Mountain Sports Ford.
Braden Langell was telling me before, he sprained his wrist in the Ron McGillivray Buick GMC race back in June. He's back to full strength, hanging on and holding off one of the best Pinty Series drivers, J.R. Fitzpatrick, as they're making their way through some lap traffic. And normally lap traffic would slow down the leader. Not the case for the number 29, Joe.
54 laps complete here in the IWK 250. We will see a caution at the halfway spot. Drivers are going for some service, but I'll tell you right now, the three car of Jason Hathaway just moments ago gave the spot up to the 18 of Kenny Wallace. He's now up to that eighth spot. Kenny Wallace methodically moving through the field. He's getting the feel of that Cat for Kids Toyota.
Kenny Wallace putting on the best show out of the Chisholm Racing Stables as he's up the field. Donald Chisholm's about seven or eight positions back. It seems like he hasn't gained a lot of ground. But Greg Proud is setting the pace. He just put the Reed car lap down. The next sight on the board, they'll be laughing. It'll be the 40 car and the 94 car. DJ Casey, they got to get going.
That 29 Dodge of Greg Proud is on fire, almost literally. That thing is ripping up the racetrack here at Riverside International Speedway. He is stretching out the lead. Cole Butcher works his way now around the 42C of Chris Reed.
Fitzpatrick around in corner number two. Everybody getting woed up. Yellow flag will fly. He clipped Sean Pierce as he was lapping the 21 car. And that will draw the caution. Man, tough break for J.R. Fitzpatrick. He was in fourth.
He's got a very fast car, and that's going to bring him all the way to the tail end. But still, lots of race left. Only 58 laps in this 250-lap race. But you never, ever want to get spun out. But J.R. Fitzpatrick, no damage on that number 80.
Tough heartbreak for the 84. Fitzpatrick, he's going to go all the way fourth, all the way to the tail end of the lead. So he's going to have some work ahead of him to get back up here in this front crew by lap 125 for the break.
Lights are out atop the pace car. It's going to head down to Allen. Can't wait to get into that infield with that beautiful Hellcat. Here comes our, there's the trigger side by side across the line, Jerry.
Down into turn number one and two, door to door as they exit the turn two, down the back straightaway. Butcher tries to get the advantage on the outside lane over the 29 of Proud, and he's got the lead. He will lead lap number 59.
And before, I just seen that it takes a few laps for 29's tires to come in, so Butcher was Johnny on the spot to take the lead from Proud, but don't wait long. Proud's going to fight back. He wants the lead back as he makes a move on the inside of Butcher.
Greg Proud trying to make that inside move on the 53 of Butcher, and looks like the rookie is going to school with Cassius Clark just behind him as they battle for position number four. In between those two side-by-side battles is Craig Slonwhite. He's positioned himself up on the podium in position number three.
And there is the 51 of Braden Lancho about to be passed. Well, maybe a problem for Jason Hathaway. Gets knocked all the way out to the outside and falls back a few positions. And look at the number 29 of Proud trying to get back in first place. Restarts was not his friend in this case, trying to catch up to Cole Butcher.
Jason Hathaway has collected the three, and he's going again. Car looks good. I don't know what happened there. Slid up the track, but he's got it back under control as the battle heats up at the front. The 29 of Proud looking low on the 53 of Butcher, and they are side by side into 3-4. Let's see if the big Dodge can pull it off. Nope, the lap still goes to the 53, but they ain't over here.
Door handle down the backstretch. It's Proud and Butcher going at it. Nobody wanted to give an inch. Now to be Butcher leading off in the corner. They'll go side by side by the third finish line. What a battle up front for the lead. Butcher keeps it for this lap, but Proud keeps fighting back on the inside. The two red cars up front putting on a show. Slonwhite sitting back watching the show in third position.
And the 53 of Butcher doing a great job in that outside lane. He is holding his position, running hard, running fast, using all that momentum in the upsides of the racetrack. As Proud down on the bottom, the big horsepower going to work, but he is lighting up those brake rotors once again. As now the 99 of Slonwhite tries to decide who do I follow through.
And oh, by the way, here comes C-Money. Cassius Clark's in position number four, tucked up tight to the 99 of Slonwhite. And oh, we got one around. It's Sarah McKay in corner number two. Caution flag will fly.
Nobody's given an inch here. They want to get the lap 126, and they want to be as far up to the front as they can when they make that pit stop.
The only way you do it here in the Parts for Truck Stewart is you earn it. As I look down pit road, the zero of Turbo just came back out onto the racetrack, so he's going to rejoin at the rear of the field. Lights out atop the pace car, 68 laps complete as the field comes back to the green flag.
And look at the pace they set coming back into the green as Greg Proud takes off the 53 of Cole Butcher. Will fall in behind him, and Greg Proud's got what he wants. Clear asphalt, the low groove, and run it hard.
Wow, Proud wanted that outside lane, that big horsepower. He shows it early. He pulls about two, three car lengths, but Cassius Clark has found his way to the back bumper of Cole Butcher, and Clark wants to get up and show Proud what he's got for him.
Top five are single file right now as we head back to position number six. The 51 of Braden Langell in a position number six. The 18 of Kenny Wallace side by side with the 8 of Kent Vincent. There's a driver on the move. The 8 car coming to the front.
Absolutely, Tim. As the 42 of Kyle Reed hits pit road, he needs something done. They're looking at the right front as the action continues up front.
I was seeing some sparks, Joe, on that number 42, so he's inside, and the intensity has really picked up with the potential of maybe more moisture coming to the track. We don't want to hear that, but it could be a reality, including the number 18. Whoa, and he bumps in. Kenny Wallace touched the number 8 and moved him out of line. He's still able to keep it straight, though.
We do have a little moisture in the air, but they keep going here. The track still looks in good shape. Great crowd to both 5 car lengths ahead, but Cassius Clark has got up to the second position. And we got a caution.
75 laps complete at the line this time. And it goes back to 74 because it wasn't a complete lap. And they are coming back to the green flag.
29.
Here we go. Art Steves pulls the trigger there.
So to be Greg Proud's going to take the early jump down the back stretch to 29 Dodge. Cassius Clark going to settle in behind the Butchers there. Cassius still on the upside. Butcher trying to get underneath the 13. And Cassius Clark, double foul. Butcher and Slonweight go down into turn two, and there's still no give there. Now Slonweight wiggles off a three, gathers it up. Crowd leads them back to the line.
And Greg Proud is picking up exactly where he left off last night. He is out in front taking command of this IWK 250. Cassius Clark settles in behind him, about a car length behind him. Then the 99 of Slonweight, the 53 of Butcher, the 91 Dylan Gosby rounding out the top five. And these guys are not slowing down in any way. They got the cruise right. These cars are quick. They're going to make a fast way to the halfway.
Kenny Wallace backing up a bit on the inside line. He's got Jaron McKinnon on the outside in car number 18. And here comes Donald Chisholm in car number 89 on the outside. He's let the 3 of Jason Hathaway, the 67 of Blankhorn, and the 48 of Dave Oblinas race by. But it looks like Wallace has found a spot as we have a battle for the lead. Here comes the 13 of Cassius Clark. He broke the nose, and Joe, did the 8 car nearly make it 3 wide?
I'll tell you what, Tim, that was awful close. The 18s, both of them, Kenny Wallace and McKinnon, were coming side by side. The 8 of Vincent had a look up the inside, almost 3 wide down the front stretch. No harm, no foul, as they sorted it out. And you got to get that spot to the 18 of Wallace. But have a look at this, guys. Here comes the 67 of Blankhorn, and Oblinas in the 48 is on his way. Oh, we got trouble down in turn 4. The 89 Nova Celtic Ford is sitting right over by the entrance to pit road. Something went wrong with Donald Chisholm's car. Just looked like it shut off.
They've had trouble with the electronics on that 89 car this weekend. Changed the master switch. They've had some MSD box trouble. So electrical problems on that car has been plaguing them this weekend.
Tough deal for the 89 of Donald Chisholm, the Nova Celtic Ford. Tim, you mentioned it. Donald was carving his way through. He was just one spot from jumping into the top 10. You got to remember, yesterday, the 89 Nova Celtic Ford did not qualify where you would expect him to. Man, he was at the back.
He had to rely on a provisional to get into the IWK 250. That's how off they were. But I talked to Gary Crooks a little bit earlier, and he said they're trending in the right direction. Donald's coming down now. You can see Gary Crooks here on the front straightaway on the radio trying to instruct the crew what's going on, and they're going to go under the hood of the Celtic Ford Nova Construction number 89.
As the crew goes to work down on pit road, they're looking up underneath as if maybe, I don't know whether they're looking at a shock tower or what. Must be electrical, though.
No, they're looking right behind the dash of the car. That's what they were looking at. They were well behind the shock towers and so on. They were looking inside towards the inside of that firewall.
As the hood goes back on, crew's all buttoning it up. Oh. Now the hood's going to come back off, so they must have maybe detected something there. Brad, that's going to drive you nuts. When you got an electrical issue, it can drive you right around the bend.
It does, Joe, because it comes and goes. It's not consistent, and most times when you got electrical trouble, it's always under power, so you can't under the load of the race car. So in the pit, you rev it up. It sounds fine. The motor's not really loaded up like when you're on the racetrack. Then you get back out in the racetrack, and the electrical problem comes back. They've been chasing that this weekend. I did see them put the master switch, change that yesterday on there. They did change an MSD box. It's been an issue they've had with this race car off and on all summer. A lot of electrical issues on that 89 Celtic Ford of Donald Chisholm, and it is a hard thing to figure out.
Well, he is down and away. He's going to come back out. While we got a little break here, let's give you a full field rundown. You're listening to live coverage on Racetime Radio. Yes, today is Sunday. We are 81 laps in the books now. Up front, the 29 of Greg Proud. He's been out there since the drop of the green flag. Right behind him, though, in second spot, the 13 of Cassius Clark. Back in that third spot, another guy that has been in that top three solidly, the 99 of Craig Slonweight, to his outside, the 91 of Dylan Gosby, row three, the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 51 of Langelis, to his outside on row three. In row four, the three of Jason Hathaway to his outside, the guy that won this race last year, Dylan Blankhorn. Back in row number five, Dave Oblinas and Wallace. Row six, the 8 of Benson, the 18 of McKinnon. Row seven, the 44 of Smith Jr. and the 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. Back to row seven or eight, 97 of Fleming and Kyle Reed in the 42. Hughes behind them, the 0 of Turple, the 32 of Sarah McKay. Back to the 94, DJ Casey, the 5 of Hicken. To his outside, the 08 of Noggle. Then you got Halpin. You've got the 40 car of Robbie McEwen. The 21 of Sean Pierce, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. And right at the very back, the number 48 from Conception Bay, Newfoundland. You got Waylon Farrell back there.
Race monitor is not active, so I don't have the scoring in front of me. I know Waylon Farrell's a bunch of laps down. Chris Reed is not on the racetrack, and Greg Fay obviously not on the racetrack
right.
As well. So 28 starters still here. Here they come at a corner number four. Clark on the outside of Greg Proud gets a great start. Green flag flies. They're even down into one.
And Greg Proud using the inside line, not his preferred route around this Riverside Speedway. He gets to the outside and puts it in front of Cassius Clark. Craig Slonwhite puts the 99 to the inside, trying to get around the 13 of Clark. That didn't work as well as he wanted. The 91 of Gosby will fall in line behind Slonwhite. And then that battle for the fifth spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 51, Braden Langell.
And it's Dylan Blakehorn on the outside of Kent Vinson. He's trying to make some ground up here on the outside. Kenny Wallace hung up on the outside also.
Comers and goers. You got to put Kenny Wallace in the goers sign. How about the guys that are coming? How about the 3 of Jason Hathaway, the 67 of Blankhorn, and the 97 of Fleming? Those guys are on the move and on their way to the front. 29 Proud up front.
As is the 82 of Chris Hughes as he gets on the back bumper. J.R. Fitzpatrick, Sean Turple, Meyer deep in traffic as well. They had a little bit of damage yesterday from that turn 2 incident with the 32 car, but nevertheless, up in front, top 6, our single file. Here comes Dave Oblinas to the inside of the 3 of Hathaway, the 8 of Kent Vincent trying to follow him through on the inside.
Up in front, down the back straightaway, Cassius Clark in the number 13, trying to make another move on the 29 of Proud. He cannot get around that big red Dodge. He's going to try it one more time at a 4 down the front straightaway, and the 29 of Proud will drive it away.
And it's the 89 of Chisholm way in the back of the field running off the pace. So obviously they didn't find that electrical problem. He'll wait for a caution, but it could come pretty quick at the pace of the 29. Proud and Cassius Clark really going at it. Slonwaite settles into third. Gosby's fourth, and now it's Cole Butcher up to fifth. Oblinas is all the way up to seventh, but Kent Vincent hot on his tail.
And he almost gave Braden Langell the business that time in a corner number four. Dave Oblinas is on the move. The Burger King car up on the back bumper. The Velocity Machining 1151. Little sideways is up in front. Cassius Clark looking to the inside of Greg Proud, but that's all it is right now as they come up at a 2.
We're listening in to the 29 spotter now of Greg Proud. Let's have a listen.
Feels like the right rear tire is just like junk.
So Greg Proud is lapped on Chisholm as that car is still off the pace. And Greg Proud has about a 3-car length over Cassius Clark. Single foul back to battle on the field. It's Darren McKinnon, Jason Hathaway, and Russell Smith Jr. They're fighting the 3 of them for one spot. Fleming sitting back watching what's going on.
And back in the back part of the field, the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Have a look at the hood of that race car. It is all pushed in. There was some contact a few laps ago in turn number 2, and we almost piled up 6 or 7 cars, and it looks like the 5 of Hicken took the worst of it. He's still trying to make his way to go forward.
We are on lap 95 of the IWK 250. The 29 from PEI, Greg Proud, is up front. He is being stalked, though, by the 13 of Cassius Clark, followed by the 99 of Greg Slonwhite, back to the 91 of Dylan Gosby, the 53 of Cole Butcher. Round out your top 5. But the battle, guys, have a look at Langell and the 48 of Oblinas. is heating up right there and throw Kent Vincent into the mix.
Yeah, Vincent in the mix in that one, but Dave O'Blinis the last four or five laps has got under the back bumper of the 51 of Langell and gave him a little shot in the shorts at a corner number four. Langell this time by in corner number three. Looks like he's got about a half length on O'Blinis. And then back to the 8 car of Kent Vincent. Nice little 3 car battle. But up in front, the 89 car goes one more lap down to the 29 of Greg Prout, the 13 of Cassius Clark. So the 89 now 2 laps down.
So there's battles all around the field. It's Prout and Clark up front for the top 2 spots. Roll on backs. And it's Slonwaite sitting in third. Gosby back there in fourth. Butcher top 5. The next battle for his 6th position, about 3 cars. And Dave O'Blean is in the middle of that. Kent Vincent on the move. Back to Darren McKinnon and Jason Hathaway. That'll settle out the top 10.
And that battle for the lead's about to get really interesting. Great crowd in the 29. The 13 of Clark are side by side, coming up on a group of lap cars that are also running side by side. There's going to be some give and take. It's going to be a question of who gets the right line as they come around to exit turn four. They're closing in on those lap cars.
Cassius Clark takes over the lead from Prout, but they're going to be in heavy traffic here in a minute. But Cassius Clark got by the 29 of Prout. Now they're going to set their sights to lap 21 of Pierce, and 3 of Halpin. About 5 cars right ahead of the leaders that could go a lap down here.
Cassius Clark starting to pull away a little on the 29 of Greg Prout. He's got about a car length and a half as they make their way through that lap traffic. Prout trying to catch up to him now down the front straightaway. He closes the gap by about a half a car length. Clark will drive away out of turn two and down the back two.
And trouble with the 3 cars. He pulls down pit road. We also got Jared Butcher in the 54 car on pit road with trouble with that car.
Yeah, that is the 03 of Steve Halpin, the 3 of Jason Hathaway, no trouble at all. He is sailing on that racetrack. But out front, after 106 laps now complete, the 13 of Cassius Clark, he's got a missile underneath him, Tim.
And they're going to come out with some more heavy lap traffic. Cassius Clark has pulled away from Greg Prout, but Robbie McEwen is fighting that race car in the 40 on the outside, trying to keep with the 48 of Waylon Farrell, the 94 of DJ Casey, also in the mix as well. Jonathan Hicken has gone a lap down. Sean Pierce has gone a lap down. A lot of good race cars trying to hang on for that halfway break.
So it's Cassius Clark out front. Now Greg Prout's in the second position. They're in heavy traffic, but the car's on the move. Dave O'Blinis and Kent Vincent on the move. They finally get around Langell. Now they're going to be into some lap traffic, also following the leaders through.
And down the front straightaway, O'Blinis and the 8 of Kent Vincent go to the high side, thinking to get around the lap traffic, and that did not work out as well as they had hoped. Now they close in, they get around the 21 of Pierce. They've got their sights on the 5 of Jonathan Hicken.
As we work lap 110 here at Riverside in the IWK 250, remember, we're going to have a competition yellow at the halfway mark.
We're back with our number 2 of Race Time Radio.
With the two Joes,
Joe Chisholm and Joe Chisholm Jr.
We're live and taking your calls
right here on Racetime Radio
on Sirius XM 167,
where Canada talks.
Kenny Wallace right now, I believe, is running 14th, Joe, right behind J.R. Fitzpatrick, Kyle Reed, and Russell Smith Jr. Russell Smith Jr. up on the back bumper of Hathaway as they bob and weave their way through lap traffic. Sean Pierce and Jonathan Hicken battling amongst themselves, battling amongst the lead lap traffic.
Brad Mann, is it concerning if you're Kenny Wallace right now, if you're fading back, are you concerned with still half a race to go?
No, we all, Kenny Wallace can think about now is getting to the halfway and doing the adjustments they need to do. And we'll probably see the yellow fly here in the next lap or two. And that's all they can hope for now, is to try to stay on the lead lap, stay focused, and wait for the adjustments on the mandatory caution we're about to have.
Jameer, machine math is off. We've got about 10 laps to go until the 126 breaks. So There's the three of John, or five of Jonathan Nick and the three of Jason Hathaway going side by side. And Joe, we nearly had ourselves a moment between those two, and we might still have a moment as Hicken pulls back behind that three of Jason Hathaway, almost got into the back bumper of a Mach 4.
Yeah, that Kubota Choco number three was really, really close. But man, they got through it, and these guys are doing exactly what they did last night. Jerry, they're flying around this racetrack. There's lots of give and take so far in this running of the IWK 250.
And those front five have really stretched it out around the racetrack. I get the impression they may be just making it to the halfway. They're not as concerned. They've got the track position. They're just going to run it out to get to the halfway. Some of them are looking for tires and adjustments. Others are quite happy with the car. Now the 40, Robbie McEwen, slows down. He's headed for pit road. He's coming in early.
On pit road right now, the 89 Nova Celtic Ford to Donald Chisholm. The hood's off, and I don't know if the driver's out yet, but the hood is off. The 40 of McEwen, the 54, that's Jared Butcher. Those are the guys on pit road right now, as the green is still in the air, 122 laps in the books, Tim.
The best lead lap battle for position right now is Jason Hathaway in position number 10. He's holding off Russell Smith Jr. Kyle Reed is coming to the front of the field in the 42. The 84 of Fitzpatrick and the 18W of Wallace. Looks like Kyle Reed will take the spot away from Russell Smith Jr. We'll open the door for J.R. Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick moves to the inside of Russie. And Kenny Wallace there as well, coming up on that halfway break in about three laps time.
So it's Cassius Clark continues the lead. Back to Proud. Slonway now fighting Proud for that second position. Cole Butcher, those second, third, fourth running bumper to bumper. And we're halfway through this time by, so these teams will probably get the caution on lap 126 to do this mandatory pit stop as Art Steves has the yellow in his hand, waiting for the leader to come by, and he'll probably throw it this time by.
As they continue to go around, we're on lap 125, and now lap 126 clicks on by. They like keeping them off balance, Tim.
Like giving them a couple of laps on that other side of halfway in case something does happen on that halfway break. But 13 of Cassius Clark comes across the stripe. The 29 of Greg Proud in second. The 99 of Sloan White in third. He has Butcher to the inside, but there is the caution. Cassius Clark, C-Money on the hammer. Green flag flies. Lap 127, we're back underway.
And as Clark gets to the front, the 53, Cole Butcher slides down that inside road, gets alongside the 99 and Craig Slumwhite. And Butcher very quickly decided he's going for the lead. Gets by the 99 of Slumwhite down the front straightaway. He's got a half a car length between him and the 13 and Cassius Clark. But he's got a whole bumper full of Dave Oblitas in the 48C, the 99 of Slumwhite, the 91 of Gosby.
It's going to be Oblitas all the way up to third. Slonwhite settles back and forth. Gosby fifth, so single file over the top five. You can throw a blanket over it. Gosby going back, trying to get under Slonwhite. Meanwhile, Ken Benson is into the sixth spot, followed by the youngster in the 51.
The A-car, Ken Vincent, really coming to life here, looking to the inside of the Cobequit Mountain Sports. Number 99 is Sloan White as they dive it down into corner number three. Hathaway has Darren McKinnon at his door as they go door-to-door at a corner number four, and there's Vincent. He flashes the nose to the inside of the 99 of Slonwhite. We've got a battle for fifth on our hands.
We sure do, Jim. Lap 132, Cat, this time at the line. Cassius Clark is up there, but look at Dave Oblinus. He is all over that red 53 of Cole Butcher. He looks up the inside coming down the back stretch. He has the door through 3-4, and we got Dave Oblinus up into the second spot.
Butcher just backed out of it and let him go. There's 125 laps, so Butcher didn't want to fight this early, so they'll follow him through. But Oblina's really turning up the wick here. Gosby sells into fourth. Now Kent Vincent has got up into the top five. That eight car of Vincent, TireTire.ca machine, is on the move today.
And down the back straightaway, those front four have really stretched it out. They are pulling away on the field. Kent Vincent leads the freight train behind. Craig Slonwhite, who started outside pole, he is now back into that seventh spot with the 51 of Braden Melangel, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the three of Jason Hathaway. J.R. Fitzpatrick in that number 84 coming up. He rounds out the top 10.
It looks like the 67 of Blake Horn's got his car straightened out. He's making his field play up through the field. The car that's dropping back fast is the 18 of Kenny Wallace. He's lost several positions here, and he's going to settle in about five cars back from the tail end of the field. Cassius Clark continues to lead about a four-car length over Oblinas. Cole Butcher in tow, along with Gosby. The top four sort of separated themselves. Kent Benson running in the fifth.
There's a wisp of smoke coming out of the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn as he continues to work around, especially going into the corner. The 08 of Noggle, the 0 of Turville, tucked up tight to the 67 of Blankhorn, right now running in 14th place, but there's smoke developing from the back bumper of the 67.
And it's interesting to note some of those drivers we've seen in the past who hold it off and wait for the last 50 laps or so. Those are the guys we're seeing in the middle of that pack. And we're talking about guys like Russell Smith Jr., John Fleming, Dylan Blankhorn, John Turple. They're not out of it yet. They may be trying to get to the front. They're just going to take their time about it.
And it's the 13 of Cassius Clark setting a torrid pace here in the second half. Oblinas now is almost reeled back into the 53 site. Gosby settles in there. Second, third, and fourth. You both four car lengths between them. Another four car lengths back to Ken Vinson. And then the rest of the field is all bobbled up with everybody fighting for spots.
Braden Langell works that inside of the 99 of Craig Swanwhite. Swanwhite on that upside trying to hold off the youngster from Shubenacadie as they go toe-to-toe in position number six. But as they do, it lines up Darren McKinnon, Jason Hathaway, J.R. Patrick, Russell Smith, and the 42 of Kyle Reed right behind them. We have about an eight-car battle for sixth.
Now it's Jason Hathaway and Fitzpatrick going at it. They're side by side for position back in the middle of the field. Russell Smith Jr. sitting in behind them waiting to see what happens. They continue to go door handle to door handle down the back stretch. The two boys from Ontario having a good run.
And just out in front of them, Brayden Langell in that number 51. The 16-year-old driver doing a magnificent job holding on to that sixth place. He's got the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite right in behind him now. And he is lucky to get away. They were three of them running door to door. Now it's McKinnon who makes the move, gets around Slonwhite, and the 99 car, he's sliding backwards.
Fitzgerald finally gets around the three car, Hathaway, and he'll move up a spot. Here comes the 42 Reed machine. He's going to follow Hathaway up through the field. Russell Smith Jr. and Sean Turple side by side fighting for that spot.
Butcher.
Blakehorn stuck up on the outside. He seems to be falling back off of the pace now. He had made some ground up, but that car is slowly moving to the back. Slonwhite gets around. Fitzgerald's almost underneath Slonwhite. He's going to take that spot. So J.R. Fitzpatrick is really on the move.
Still smoke rolling from that number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn as he continues to roll a little bit backwards in this field. Meanwhile, it's the 53 of Cole Butcher up on the back bumper, the 48 of Dave Oblinas, about a half straightaway behind the 13 of Cassius Clark. And if this thing stays green, he'll come up on some lap traffic momentarily, including the 32 of McKay, the 82 of Hughes, as the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. out of shape just in front of them.
And that battle for eighth position is turning out to be an all-out war. J.R. Fitzpatrick has the 84 out in front, the number 3 of Jason Hathaway in behind him, along with the 99 of Craig Slonwhite, and a side-by-side battle between Slonwhite and Hathaway as the 84 of Fitzpatrick starts to drive away. He's trying to chase down now the 18 of Darren McKinnon, but he's about five car lengths ahead of him.
Cassius Clark about ready to get into some heavy lap traffic here. There's about five cars in front of the 13 car, all fighting for battles on the field. So Clark will have his hands full lapping these cars. It may give some time to the Butcher machine. Now the Butcher's car got around Oblinas. He'll settle into second. Oblinas slides back to third. Gosby fourth. Kent Vinson alone in the fifth spot. Braden Langell in the 51. Starting to gain some ground as he's sitting in sixth.
Cassius Clark down the back stretch and into turn three, four. He'll come back to the line and complete lap 156 of today's IWK 250. Live from Riverside, all presented by Steve Lewis. Here's your top 10 as they run right now. The 13 of Cassius Clark is up front. 53, Cole Butcher is second. 48, Dave Ovelinas is in the third spot. In the fourth spot, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. The fifth spot is the 8 of Kent Vincent. The 51, Brad Langell, having a great run here today. Sixth, back to the 18 of McKinnon. The 84 of Fitzpatrick in 8. The 08 is back in that 9th spot. And in 10th, we've got Jason Hathaway. Great race so far, Tim.
When's the last time we heard John Fleming falling a lap down under green? Fleming is a lap down. Sarah McKay falls a lap down. Chris Hughes is a lap down. As the 53 of Butcher pulls away from Dave Ovelinas and tries to chase down that number 13 of Cassius Clark. Next up on the list, Waylon Farrell, Russell Smith Jr., Sean Turple, and Dylan Blankhorn in front of your leader.
Down pit road goes the 97 of Fleming. Whatever it is, he's had enough of it. He's going to go down and get some attention to his car. On the move right now, how about it? J.R. Fitzpatrick. He's putting them down and laying them down here at Riverside. He's on the till of the 18 of McKinnon. He's got a sight sense.
And J.R. Fitzpatrick told us that race car likes older tires, so as we get more laps on it, don't be surprised to see that 84 working his way to the front. Cassius Clark now about the next guy set on his sight. Russell Smith Jr. about 5 car lengths ahead of him. That'll be the next car. Cassius will put a lap down as he's setting a torrid pace around the oval here at the Riverside Speedway.
And we're keeping an eye on what's going on with the 97 of Fleming. He's got the helmet and the gloves off. It looks like John Mabee is ready to call it a day. And the 97 of Fleming may be done with the IWK 250 for this year.
164 laps now complete as the cars work down the backstretch into turns 3-4. The 18 of McKinnon from PEI is having a great run, but man, he's got company. J.R. Fitzpatrick with that equipment express machine, Jimmy. He's rolled right up on him. And how about this? You got the 08 of Nicholas Noggle setting his sights on those two guys.
And just behind them, a driver on the move. Hello, Kenny Wallace. Wallace working to the back bumper of the 3 of Jason Hathaway. Kyle Reed working around traffic. The drivers that are on the opposite end, Joe, the 99 of Craig Swanwhite's falling off on this run. Something fierce. And the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, of course, still fighting a little bit of smoke coming from that race car.
Yeah, one more spot for Kenny Wallace in that Cat for Kids Toyota. He can get 5-3. Guess what? Kenny Wallace back into the top 10, and it looks like he's just about there. Not this lap. He'll have to wait and do it one more time as clears the 3 off of turn 2 down the back stretch. Here comes Kenny Wallace solidly into that top 10.
Cassius Clark on the back bumper of the 0, Sean Turple. Turple will be fighting for his life to stay in the lead lap. Just ahead of him is the 5 car Hicken. Both those cars are both, and the 3 car, Jason Hathaway, is off the pace. He's making his way to pit road. Something went wrong to the 3 car, Jason Hathaway.
I think he's got a tire down, guys. It kind of looks, the car looks a little bit low. As the 3 will head to grunt, he'll get some new skins, I believe. It looks like a Jack's going to go under it. We'll see what happens here. On lap 171 at Riverside, it's the IWK 250. Live on Race Time Radio.
Turple is now a lap down in car number 0. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken is next up on the list with the 13 of Cassius Clark. And just a little bit ahead of them, Swanwhite and Blankhorn about to go a lap down if this thing does stay green. Torrid pace in the second half, 173 completed in the IWK 250.
The 08 of Noggle has now got by the 18 of McKinnon. So did Fitzpatrick. And how about this? The 08 just is getting by the 84 right now. That car, that man, is turning on.
Oh, he's setting a torrid pace, but the 53 of Cole Butcher has gained some ground. Maybe it's because Clark was in such heavy lap traffic, and he just put the 5 car, Jonathan Hicken, a lap down. a torrid pace here by Cassius Clark. He's putting some of the top runners in the tour a lap down, as we've been green ever since we went back off the halfway.
The other thing, something's going on with J.R. Scar, because now he's made it back. The 18 of McKinnon got him, and so did the 18 of Wallace. So J.R. is starting to fade a little bit.
Looks like he hit the sweet spot there about 50 laps or so into this run, and then he's starting to fade just a wee bit. Kyle Reed next up on the list, if he can get up to the 84 of Fitzpatrick, as the 53 of Butcher goes to the inside of the 5. Oh, 99 around in front of the leader. Everybody avoids the spinning Slonwhite. Caution flag will fly, and he was about to go a lap down.
Tough deal for the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. Man, that car was a bullet early on. Definitely having some trouble here as the caution flag flies on lap 177. And it gives us a great opportunity to step out, take a quick breather, and we will be back with you live from Riverside. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ken Squire, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce,
but I got a good deal.
To the insight of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, channel 82. Or anytime on the SiriusXM app.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250. Join us Saturday, August 11th at 5 p.m. Eastern.
It's the 19th annual
Cap 250 Under the Lights at Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
And Dylan Blankhorn is pulling out all the stocks. There's no saving anything anymore.
Featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
I think this water said, show me what you got. We're seeing it now.
The claws will come out for the Atlanta Cat 250. It's live flag-to-flag coverage worldwide at racetimeradio.com.
And we are back with you live here at Riverside International Speedway. And, man, what a race. 177 in the books. Tim, I have a look through Twitter. You know what? I think I just heard something. I think I just heard Mike McCarville open a brand new beer in North Carolina.
How can you hear that on Twitter?
I did. I heard it. It's a Sunday. The big race is over down there. Mike McCarville says, I got Racetime Radio tuned in. I'm listening to the IWK 250. So he'll be kicking back, having a sud, enjoying the race today. Sure hope you're enjoying it, Mike.
Yeah, great to have Nook listening in. And I know he was up here a couple of years ago for the Cat 250. You just heard the promo for the Cat 250 coming up here on August 11th. So.
And it's the Tourmont Cat 250 this year.
Yep, it's going to be an awesome show. And I know Andy Hunt was here yesterday with the family, and he's excited for that race, as well as everybody at Tourmont Cat. And that's going to be a big one coming up on August 11th at Scotia Speed World. And a perfect opportunity to just slide this in here. Fan Fest, Friday night at Scotia Speed World. Free admission to the gate at Scotia Speed World on Friday night. But you have to pick up a ticket from one of our sponsors, including Affordable Fuels, Tim Hortons at the airport, a bunch of HRM Hydraulics Plus, Strictly Hydraulics. The list is at ScotiaSpeedWorld.ca. But free grandstand admission. Brad, I said free.
Yeah, I got it, Tim. And remember we talked about the first set of tires, the second set of tires? Well, obviously the 99 car didn't like the first set of tires. On that caution, they pitted and they put back on the four tires that they had on for the when we started the race today. So obviously, set of tires really changed the handling of that race car. So they've gone back to that old set and they're back out and running at the tail end of the field. So I'd be looking for the 99 car to work his way back up through the field.
Well, the good part about being here at Riverside International Speedway is you're catching a tan. It's beautiful here today, and we got a great crowd on hand. Bad part is, if you're tuned in worldwide on Racetime Radio, you don't know where all the guys are running. So, Tim, Let's give everybody a full field rundown with 177 laps complete.
Closing in on that 75 lap to go mark, or just under 75 laps to go in this IWK 250. The 13 is Cassius Clark. He leads the field. The 53 was able to get by the 48. That's Cole Butcher and Dave Oblinas in positions 2 and 3. The 91 of Gosby consistently in the top 5 running in position number 4. And 5th place, that number 8 car of Kent Vincent looking for his third IWK 250. Braden Langell runs in a 6-year leading Excite Batteries Rookie of the Year contender. The 08 is Nicholas Noggle. The 18 of Darren McKinnon runs on the outside of row number 4. Kenny Wallace in position number 9 with J.R. Fitzpatrick in at 10th place. You've got the 42 of Kyle Reed 11th, Dylan Blankhorn in 12th, Sean Turple in 13th, Russell Smith Jr. in 14th. Then you get into some of the lap driving and some of those drivers that came down pit road, including Jonathan Hicken, Craig Slonowite, Sarah McKay, Chris Hughes, the 48 of Waylon Farrell, and the Entice Motorsports number 21 of Sean Pierce.
Hey, you're good, Tim Terry, always, and you can catch more at timscorner.ca. Anything Maritimes, look out. Timmy's got you covered. Lights out atop of the Dartmouth Dodge pace car. Alan Curry's going to hurry up and get down pit road. And look at that. Green flag is back out in the IWK 250.
And already the challenge for the lead as they exit turn number 2. The 53 of Cole Butcher tried to get under the 13 of Cassius Clark. There was a little bumping and nudging going on behind him. And Butcher will now settle in behind the 13 of Clark. The 91 of Gosby got around the 48 of Dave Oblinas on that restart. He's up to third. And right behind Oblinas, that battle for the 5th spot between the 8 of Ken Vincent, the 51 of Braden Langell.
They got Langell pinched up on the outside, and that doesn't seem to be the place you want to be this afternoon here, as it's a little bit hotter. But Butcher is all over the back bumper, the leader, Cassius Clark. He's right there looking to get underneath him. A lot of double foul racing in the back. The field for the positions 8 through 12, as everybody's fighting hard to get in line.
Oblinas moves back to third around Dylan Gosby. Nicholas Noggle is on it. He's got that Celtic Air Service 08 to the back bumper of the 8 of Kent Vincent as they battle for position number 5. Butcher tucked up tight to Clark.
Guys, I've been watching the Hornets' Nest really back about 9 or 10 spots. The 84 of Fitzpatrick, 0 of Turple, the 18 of McKinnon, and the 67 of Blankhorn. Man, those guys are all knotted up. The 18 to the high side didn't want to be out there. The 84 finally cleared, dropped down low, and now he and Kyle Reed, the 42, are nose to tail and chasing them down at the front, Jerry.
So it's Kenny Wallace following Braden Langell up through, so Kenny Wallace up to the 8th position. He's looking sporty right now, following the 51 of Langell, as they're on the back bumper of the 808 of Nicholas Bonogo.
And those top 10 are all single file now, but there is some distance spreading them out at the front as the 13 of Cassius Clark leads the freight train with about a 3-car length lead over the 53 of Cole Butcher. Another 3 or 4 car lengths back to the 48 of Dave Oblinas, and another 3 or 4 to the 91 of Dylan Gosby. And that's where the holes start getting tighter. The 8 of Kent Vincent, the 0 of Nicholas Noggle, 51 Braden Langell. Kenny Wallace in that 18W right up on the back bumper of the 51 of Langell. Here comes the 42 Kyle Reed, the 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. Those top 10, that's a freight train.
187 laps complete of today's IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis. The 13 of Cassius Clark is out with about a 4-car length lead. Better make it 3, as Cole Butcher in that driver development program, number 53 for Atlantic Tilt on the side of that machine. He's stalking him right now, Tim. And you got to know that Cole Butcher just about won himself this IWK last year.
It seems like Cassius Clark is a little bit better on the short run than Cole Butcher. It looks like they're about status quo right now. About 3 or 4 car lengths between those two as they work around here. They still might be saving a little bit. They'll come up this time by to 59 laps to go in the IWK 250. But it looks like Cassius Clark got that advantage early in the first 10 laps of this run. And it's really stabilized between himself and the 53 of Butcher.
Right, man, got to ask you. You're a pro in one of these cars. We're working lap 191 of the 250. When do you got to throw that switch and use whatever you got? Or can you hold on a little bit longer?
Well, you might want to hold on a little bit longer and wait till about 35 to go. But you also, at the same time, don't want to lose too much distance. But Cassius Clark is setting such a torrid pace here. It's hard to hold on a little bit, because if we keep going green, first thing he'll be on your back bumper.
How long will his tires last if he stays out there doing the kind of laps he's doing, because he is flying around here?
It's no problem for tires. If you wanted to, you could go the whole 250 laps with these Hoosier tires. They don't fall off a whole lot. When you put new ones on, you're faster for about 10 laps, but then you'll go back to what you were running with your other ones. So tires shouldn't be a concern at all here.
195 is in the books. And, Jerry, what a race so far. These guys are really cooking around Riverside.
They are not holding anything back, and they haven't since the green flag. So when we talk about turning up the wick as we come to those final 35 or 40 laps, I don't know where they're going to find it. They've already burned it out. Whatever fuel oil they've got in those lamps, it's already burning hot. They are going at it. And Cassius Clark, as we said, that number 13, he's picking up right where Greg Proud left off. He is out front, and he's got his foot to the floor. He ain't lifting for nothing.
Darren McKinnon just used the bumper on Sean Turville in corner number one and two to get by the zero car. And usually that would be a battle up in front of this field, but that's outside the top 10 right now at about 13th place. But they're getting racy at the back of the field as well as the front, as the zero car now has Sarah McKay to the inside.
Well, it's go time. These guys in the back of the field got to go with the pace that Cassius Clark is set. They'll be a lap down if they don't get moving. But what a torrid pace. Nobody saving anything. All that idea of saving stuff, that's all out the window with the pace they're going here.
Lap 200 now in the books. Your top 10 look like this. The 13 of Cassius Clark is your leader. In second, the 53 of Butcher. Third spot, Oblinas. In the 48, the fourth spot, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. In fifth spot, the 08 car of Nicholas Noggle. Back to the sixth spot, it looks like, is that the 8 of Kent Vincent? It is. In seventh spot, the 18 car, not Darren McKinnon that time.
A hard hit. The 42 just slams the wall. Turn one and two, he went straight in the wall. Something broke on that race car.
And as the green flag comes down, Cassius Clark in the 53 of Cole Butcher go door to door into turns one and two. But as they go down the back straightaway, it's Clark who takes the lead. Cole Butcher's dropped down the racetrack trying to make that slide move into the inside, but Clark wasn't having any of that. He slammed the door, so now it's single file once again. The 13 of Clark in front, the 53 of Butcher, the 48 of Dave Oblinas, then the 91 of Dylan Gosby. They'll start doubling it up with the 08 of Nicholas Noggle, the 8 of Kent Vincent, and the 18W of Kenny Wallace.
Kenny Wallace on the move, but they're double file back for that fourth position. Nicholas Noggle, Gosby side by side, Kenny Wallace, Kent Vincent side by side. Noggle move edge ahead, but Gosby fighting back behind. It's Wallace. They touch on the backstretch. Wallace and Gosby get together, and they gather it up. Almost the big one.
Gosby struggling a little bit on that outside line. A little more contact at a corner number four. The 99 of Slonoy will fight to the inside of Gosby. Gosby's having some trouble off the corner, and there it is again. The 8 car, Kent Vincent, goes to the inside. They're lining up to that 91. He's falling backwards.
Gosby got shuffled to the outside. They quickly formed a freight train to go underneath them. And Kenny Wallace led it. Then the 99 of Slonoy. Here comes the 8 of Kent Vincent. And Gosby wants back to the inside row.
And the big move on the racetrack. Oblinas has got around the 53 of Butcher. Dave Oblinas rides in second here with about 42 laps to go. Sets a sight on Clark. Kenny Wallace now. He slips up. He's all over the back bumper and Nicholas Noggle. Kenny Wallace wants to get to the front also.
Nicholas Noggle coming off a career best fourth place finish at Oyster Bed Speedway 2 weeks ago. Now has Kenny Wallace to his back bumper. Wallace looking to make something happen at fourth. Just in front of them, Butcher hot on the heels of Dave Oblinas. And Cassius Clark has checked out for the rest of the field with 40 to go.
And Greg Slonway, after making that pit stop, putting the old tires back on, he's all over the bumper, Kenny Wallace, and he told us at halftime that car likes a long green flag run. He said he's nothing better than seeing the last 50 go green.
Lap 211 here at Riverside at the IWK 250. And Cassius Clark makes it 212 just right there. The 48 of Oblinas is in second now. The 53 of Butcher back to the third slot. And how about this? Up into the top five, the 08 of Noggle. And he's got Kenny Wallace hammering on his back bumper right now.
What a ride for the youngster. Beating it out with the NASCAR driver. And they are going at it. They're not giving up anything. Wallace dumps right in. He gives him the bumper off of four. Trying to get underneath him. Can't get it done. Noggle hangs back.
And Kenny Wallace knows he's got a faster car. He's trying to get that message through to Nicholas Noggle. He keeps tapping him in the corner, just trying to loosen him up a little. Now he gets it done in turn number four, and Kenny Wallace will move up into that fourth position ahead of Noggle. Noggle now with Slumwhite on his back bumper and a little wrinkle in the fender to show for it.
And this crowd just erupted when Kenny Wallace made that move in corner number four. He pulls away from the 99 of Slumwhite, the 08 of Noggle, and now Noggle, young driver, I'm sure they're trying to reset his sights. Eight car events, it uses the bumper on the 08, and we almost had trouble in two.
Excuse me, coming through, and Kenny Wallace has got that number 18 cap for kids car up into the fourth slot. How about that on lap 217 of today's IWK 250?
They open up to the inside line. Fitzpatrick comes through. Landro comes through. Noggle settles back, and now the 91 Gosby's on the back bumper. But Kenny Wallace is setting some pace, trying to get to the top three here. Slonwaite sitting back behind him in the fifth spot.
And nobody has anything for the leader, the 13 of Cassius Clark. He is 10 car lengths ahead of the 48 of Dave Oblinas, who leads Cole Butcher by about a car length and a half in that top three.
Go.
What a run for the 48 Oblinas, who usually runs in Prairie, and the five-time champion at NDIS Speedway. He's having a run of his life here at the 250. And he sits in second about five car lengths behind Cassius Clark. Butcher will sit back about two car lengths behind him. And Kenny Wallace is chasing down. He's making some ground to catch the second and third place car.
Brad, man, we're getting to that point in the race. We have 30 or 28 laps to go. Is this the time to go?
If you're not going, you've already missed the boat. It left about 15 laps ago. These guys have turned it up. Cassius Clark in that 13, trying to make sure he's got as much real estate between him and the 48 of Dave Oblinas as he can get. The 53 of Cole Butcher trying desperately to close down the gap on Oblinas. And Kenny Wallace in the 18, he's closing in little by little on the 53 of Butcher.
Just one more lap to go, and folks, it's down to a Saturday night shootout at Riverside to settle this year's IWK 250. 225 laps now complete.
And now these drivers work up in some lap traffic. The 13 will lap the 21 of Sean Pierce as they continue to work down the back straightaway. One of the fastest drivers on the racetrack may very well be Kenny Wallace. Wallace is reeling in that number 53 of Butcher in the 48C of Oblinas as we continue to work.
Wallace definitely on the move. He's gaining some ground. Ken Vincent lost about four or five spots. J.R. Fitzpatrick, he's up to six. He'll be followed by Lanjo. Noggle moves back into seventh. In eighth position, Ken Vincent sitting in ninth. And Gosby will round out the top ten.
And Jonathan Higgin and Darren McKinnon not too far behind them as well. As the 53 of Butcher has worked up on the 21 of Sean Pierce. And hello, Cat Car for Kids, the 18 of Kenny Wallace. Up in the back bumper, the Atlantic Tilt Load Chevrolet as they battle around Sean Pierce. That's the battle for third.
So Butcher lost some time getting around the 21 of Pierce. Wallace is on his back bumper. Kenny Wallace in the back bumper of Butcher. He wants that third spot. They're going at it bumper to bumper down the front straightaway. Wallace looks underneath him. He rolls underneath. Wallace will get the spot. Butcher falls in behind him. Kenny Wallace to third. Now sets a sight on Dave Oblinas.
We'll see if he can get there in time. These laps clicking off quickly. 19 laps to go in the 2018 IWK 250. The 13 of Cassius Clark continues to lead as he puts another lap on the 48.
And you can bet your booty that the 13 of Cassius Clark is getting the message. The 18 of Kenny Wallace is on the move. He's coming to get you. He's going to get by the 48 if he can, but he's coming to get you, Cassius. He's putting all the real estate he can, but now comes the challenge. Once again, the lap car is right in front of him.
And we are tuned in to the number 13, so we'll have the latest for you as we work lap 233 here at Riverside. I'll give you a quick rundown here. 13 of Cassius Clark out front, 48 of Oblina second, the 18 of Wallace third, 53 Butcher fourth, the 99 of Slonwhite all the way back up in the fifth. The sixth spot is 84 Fitzpatrick. It is the 51 and seventh, 08 in eighth, Ken Vincent ninth, and the 18 of McKinnon in 10th, Tim.
That 53 continues to pursue the 18 of Kenny Wallace as they dove around some lap traffic. The 53 is keeping Kenny Wallace honest up in front for position number 3. The 48 of Dave Oblinas has a little bit of room between himself and that battle. And Cassius Clark put a lap on the 0 of Turple and the 82 of Chris Hughes.
So it's the 18 of Wallace and the 53 of Butcher going at it down here in turn 3. Butcher gives him a little nubble with the bumper. Nothing doing. Kenny Wall is about a half a car length, and that's one of the tightest battles on the track. But they're about to come up on Sean Turple to lap him again. Dave O'Blean is about 5 car lengths ahead of them.
13 laps remaining as they continue to work around this racetrack. Make it 12. Clark has cleared the lap traffic for the most part. He's got the 67 of Linkhorn about a half straightaway ahead. And here comes the 18 as they put a lap on the 0 of Turple. The 53 points into the inside. Wallace a little wide off 4. Butcher can't complete the pass.
And Cole Butcher taking a few driving lessons from Kenny Wallace as he follows that 18 around. There's 1/3 mile here at Riverside International. We're down to the closing laps. It's a little late, but maybe he'll learn something. He's within a half a car length of the 18. Can Cole Butcher take away that third spot?
Cassius Clark up front now. He's got about a 7-car lead over Dave Oblina. Kenny Wallace sits in third. Butcher gets a little sideways off of 4, but he's in the 4th spot. Back about 7 car lengths. Slonwhite sits 5th.
As we lurk, work lap 241. Cassius Clark has got a real good lead here, Tim Terry.
Yeah, he's closing on these final couple of laps. The 67 of Blinkhorn just ahead of him, but he probably will not be a factor. Dave Oblinas now has clear sailing, Joe, but it's about a half straightaway between himself and the 13, and then the 18 of Kenny Wallace. Clear sailing for him in third.
How about the run of Dave Oblinas, Kenny Wallace in the 53, and how about the 99 in that top 5? He spun around on the front stretch.
Did and he got his old tires back on. We talked about tires being bad. Look at the difference of that. 99 was about to go a lap down. He pit put his old tires on. He comes from the back of the field. He's all the way up to 5th. So tires choices makes a big difference in these race cars.
5 make it 4 laps to go here. And the 53 of Butcher's falling off a half car length. Joe off that 18 of Kenny Wallace. Lap traffic might come into play for Cassius Clark, but it's getting close. 4 laps to go.
Absolutely, Tim Terry. Only 4 laps to go in IWK 252018. Can Cassius Clark do it here today?
Cassius Clark is looking to complete the Maritime Triple Crown, and he is looking good up in front. He passed the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn to put him a lap down. Little bit of lap traffic ahead of him, but it's about a half straightaway back to the 48 car of Dave Oblinas. Wallace in third, Butcher in fourth, and fifth is the number 99 of Slonwhite. Sticks in the air already. 2 laps to go for Cassius Clark in the King Racing number 13. Working down the back straightaway, they'll come up on some lap traffic. The white flag will fly here from Archdeem's final lap in the IWK 250. Cassius Clark has won the Toro Cat 250. He's won the McLaughlin Roof Trusses 250. He's looking to add that final jewel to the crown. Get it on there. The 13 of Cassius Clark at a 4. He's your first Maritime Triple Crown winner. He wins the IWK.
You guys are the best.
Woo!
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Waited a long while for this. Thank you.
All you, Earl. Appreciate the opportunity.
Got 2 more to do this year and get some 3 in a row.
We're up to the task.
And that is a real happy Cassius Clark rolling into victory lane here today in the IWK 250. Unbelievable race, Jerry Paxton.
You can only dream of a race like that one. I mean, that was a storybook story. There's no doubt about it. Cassius Clark with the checkered flag in hand taking the victory lap. And that is one happy team. Not only have they won the IWK 250, they also claim the Maritime Triple Crown. That's a big day for that team.
Unbelievable race here today. And Kenny Wallace gets out of his Cat for Kids car. And I'll tell you what, the fans just gave Kenny an attaboy. They're on their feet for a great race here today. And how about the 48 of Dave Oblinas? You're going to hear from these guys in these cars in just seconds as an old Brad man has worked his way down onto the racing surface. And we got full post-race coverage. That's for Kenny. Go ahead, Brad. Take it away.
Kenny, a third-place finish. Come from the back. Worked hard. Fans are elated with the show you put on. What a day.
Well, first and foremost, it's not about me. It's about that number 13. Congratulations on such an incredible win. There he is. Give him a round of hand. Give him a round of applause. How about that Fury race cars? Congratulations to him. No, we had to fight the weather in and out. So our tires had all those cycles on them last night. We were handling bad, and I had to be patient. Then we came in, and my team did a chassis adjustment. I let them pass me on the inside, not because I wanted to, because you know, I was going to get wrecked. And then you go back after them. You grind it out like you do at Bristol, Anderson, Slinger. So just thrilled to death. Want to thank all you fans. Nova Scotia, Canada, absolutely beautiful. Congratulations, number 48 to Jimmy Johnson. Let's give Jimmy Johnson, number 48, a round of applause.
Okay. And excited, Kenny. Kenny, good job, buddy. Good job. Unbelievable. Always entertaining. Brad Mann, down to you with second.
I'm looking for Jerry, but he didn't make it here, so I'll get over and talk to my old buddy, Dave Oblinas. Dave, you and I battled these out for many years. Nice to see you get a good finish here, and you had a good hot rod.
Well, I had to try to keep us old guys back up here in the podium for a change, and car didn't fire off good last night. We were loose. We had too much stagger. I knew it was a chance we took in the half of the heat race. I felt it wasn't right, so I changed it. But you know what? We went back to what we knew. We reset everything, went back out, and I knew three laps into that first stint on 74 or whatever it was, I knew we were back to where we needed to be.
So this is probably your second or third attempt at the 250. This is your best finish, Dave?
Yeah, this is my best finish so far.
Hats off to Dave Oblinas, usually runs, five-time champion from NBIS Fredericton. He brings her home in second.
Awesome, awesome job by these top drivers here in the Maritimes. We got to put it down to Tim Terry. Timmy, you're with our winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, your first Maritime Triple Crown winner, Cassius Clark. Finally, an IWK 250 victory.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is, my third year running with Rolly there. The first year we came up, we were running a strong second to Donald there and blew up, and then we had some mechanical issues last year, so it's nice to get this one done. This is a big one, and pretty relieved now, and it's pretty cool to get the first three up here.
It was good last night. You were kind of calm, cool, and collected this morning, but it seemed like once this heat came up, this car came to life.
Yeah, it was really good last night, too. We started kind of fire back, drew last in the heat there and had some decent cars and just kind of bided our way up through there and kind of picked them off. And I wasn't sure, I haven't run this tire all year and I didn't know how much guys were saving there. I thought the 53 would be a little bit better and obviously the 67, but they were a little off today. And then, here we are.
Tormon Cat 250, McLaughlin Roof Trusses 250. You've won your first IWK 250. Now you're the only driver to win all three Maritime 250s. How huge is this?
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys have been talking about it all the time. So maybe we can win all three this year.
Rolling on the radio saying you got two more to do here this year. We're going to win those two again this year?
Yeah, that's the plan. Every time we hit the racetrack with this team, Rolly assembled an awesome team with, led by Andrew Hicken there and just got a great bunch of guys. And just this thing's, it's easy to drive for me. It's just a rocket ship. So every time we go to a track, we're top three for sure.
And Kenny mentioned that this Fury race car was on point today.
Yeah, it was awesome. Can't thank those guys enough. Just a couple weeks ago, we had to have a little mishap with the left rear there and put her in the fence at Petty, so had to bring it down to North Carolina and and put some new metal on the front and rear, and they put it in the right spot, I guess.
I guess the party's on now, eh?
Yeah, it sucks I got to go home today, but we'll get a couple in.
Non-alcoholic beer. Congratulations.
Thank you.
One more time, ladies and gentlemen, he's hosting the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup. Give it up for C. Money Cassius Clark.
And how about that? Look at that. Cassius Clark is now going to be able to join all those other champions in saying, I am an IWK 250 champion. He did it here today under blue skies in Antigonish. We're going to step out, take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the unofficial full results of this year's IWK 250. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hey, race fans, this is Ernie Irvin. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam.
If you stop for 1 minute and think that you're going to stay ahead, you are absolutely kidding yourself, because everybody in that garage is trying to catch up. So as a team, when you have an advantage, you have to make sure that you motivate your people and make sure you reiterate to your people, we have to keep pushing forward, because if you sit on your hands, you will get left behind in this deal in about 6 weeks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam, heard exclusively on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Join us Saturday, August 11th at 5 p.m. Eastern. It's the 19th annual
Cat 250 Under the Lights at Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
And Dylan Blankhorn is pulling out all the stops. There's no saving anything anymore.
Featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
I think this water said, show me what you got. We're seeing it now.
The claws will come out for the Atlanta Cat 250. It's live, flag-to-flag coverage worldwide at racetimeradio.com.
Baseball. Here, every pitch of the 2018 season on SiriusXM. Add your hometown call with dedicated team channels on the SiriusXM app. Plus, expert analysis 24/7 on MLB Network Radio.
This is the type of a deal that wins championships.
Major League Baseball on SiriusXM and MLB Network Radio. Sirius 209, XM89, and the SiriusXM app.
Racetime Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
Taking you all the way to the track and back.
It's Racetime Radio.
And we're back with you live today at Riverside International Speedway, the 2018 IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis is in the history books. The number 13 of Cassius Clark hit pay dirt. C-Money did it here today in that King Racing Fury car. Man, what a race. Dave Oblinas ends up second. And how about this? The old guy, Kenny Wallace. He can get her done on asphalt. Not just a dirt guy. Kenny Wallace is a real deal. He rolls her home with a podium finish here today. We'll get to the final results in a second, but let's throw it down to those guys on the track. Brad, let's start with you. What did you think of that one, bud?
Well, it was everything that we thought it would be, Joe. We talked about how exciting it was, how tight the cars were, how fast the cars were. We had a little bit of rain last night, but that didn't dampen the feel in the air. The fans, they came out in great numbers here today. The grandstands was full again, and the guys put on a heck of a show. We talked about tires. We saw the Slonwhite car take tires at the halfway mark and go backwards. So a lot of work by the pit crew, but what a show for the fans. Anybody didn't like this doesn't like racing.
Absolutely. Well said. How about you, Jerry Paxton? Where are you, buddy?
Right here. You know, I was taking a little walk up and down the pit road here, and there are a lot of warm and weary drivers today. This has been a grueling 250. I think the changing track conditions really did take a toll on some of these guys behind the wheel. But they're not bitter. They're not unhappy about their finishes today. They did well. J.R. Fitzpatrick coming home with the top five. Not bad for a guy that was pretty off the pace in practice on Thursday night. And Cole Butcher, well, he would like to have had a podium finish, but he's okay with it. And, you know, a great race, just exactly what we expected. It always is here at Riverside International Speedway, and the IWK 250 never seems to disappoint. When you look at a field that's 0.3 of a second apart, they put on a show today. And, you know, Cassius Clark was the class of the field. He ended up out in front and just wasn't going to be caught. But, hey, Kenny Wallace gave a few driving lessons today. I think he got a couple along the way as well. But what a great show, and congratulations to Cassius Clark putting in a victory lane.
Unbelievable. Great job, by the way, Brad and Jerry. Thanks so much for your service. Tim Terry, what did you think? Give me your thoughts, buddy.
Well, I'm going to get a thought of a crew chief that's now a three-time or a Maritime Triple Crown winner, Andrew Hicken. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Just, it's all these guys right here, Rolly. It's, we built something pretty special here.
I know it, you always love coming to Riverside International Speedway, but what does it feel to win this race in front of this big crowd?
I've hated this place until today. We've been so close. Fast cars, it's an awesome facility, but this thing's been a thorn in my side, and it's spent a lot of hours last week, this week, and it's all these guys right here.
You guys have had a pretty good weekend. This guy right here dominated the Maritime Legends Challenge presented by Celtic Air, and you guys dominate the IWK 250 at the end. So what's the next race we're going to see you guys at to take away a victory? Obviously, Tourmont Cat 250 is going to be on your list.
Yeah, we're going to Oxford in a couple weeks, get our stuff right there for the 250, then Cat 250, probably just the big ones from here on out. So, yeah, it's been a good ride. Keep it going.
Well, it sounds like they soaked somebody on the backstage. Congratulations. Go celebrate.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
That's Andrew Hicken, and Joe, he works really hard on these Fury race cars, and, man, it's really great to see them here in Victory Lane and celebrating. It's a fun time down here.
Absolutely, Tim, and great job by you down there and all weekend long. Got to tell you, just talking to some fans out back just yesterday, and I got a guy that listens to Racetime Radio every Sunday night on Sirius XM, and he came over and he said, "Hey, Joe, will you do me a favor? Will you get one of the crew chiefs on?" He said, "I want to hear from that Andrew Hicken guy. You know, he works real hard on those cars." And I said, "Bud, you got it. We are going to get Andrew Hicken to join us on Racetime Radio. We've got to feature some of the crew chiefs, too, because, man, they do a fantastic job as well as the whole crew." But let's get to these unofficial results, of course. The tour has supplied them here, so here we go. Winning the IWK 250, the number 13 of Cassius Clark. Second spot goes to the 48 of Dave Oblinas. In third spot, the number 18 of Kenny Wallace. In fourth, the number 53 of Cole Butcher. In fifth spot, the number 84, all the way from Ontario. He's the leader in the APC series, by the way. He comes here and finishes fifth. What a day for JR. In sixth spot, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In seventh spot, the number 51 of Braden Langell. In eighth spot, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. In ninth spot, it was the 8, the two-time winner of the IWK, Kent Vincent. In 10th spot, it was the 91 of Dylan Gosby. In 11th, the number 18 of Darren McKinnon. In 12th spot, the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. In 13th spot, how about this? The 32 of Sarah McKay. In 14th spot was the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. 15th goes to the 82 of Chris Hughes. Back in 16th spot was the 0 of Sean Turpel. 17th goes to the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. In 18th spot, the number 21 of Sean Pierce. 19th spot goes to the 48 of Waylon Farrell. And the 20th spot goes to the 42 with a real hard crash, Kyle Reed. Driver's okay, car's not. In 21st spot, the number 3 of Jason Hathaway. 22nd spot goes to the 97, old five-time champion John Fleming. 23rd goes to the 29 of Greg Proud. You got to know his heart is broken today. In 24th spot, the 94 of DJ Casey. 25th goes to Robbie McEwen in the 40. In 26th spot, the 2016 IWK 250 champion, the 89 Nova Celtic Ford to Donald Chisholm. Not a good day for Donald. 27th spot goes to the 03 of Steve Halpin. 28th, the 54 of Jared Butcher. 29th spot is 29F of Craig Fay. In 30th spot, the 42C of Craig Reed. Those are your unofficial results for this year's IWK 250. Man, what a race. What a weekend. It always is. Capacity crowds. We've seen Don Biederman's historic car here. We've seen so much IWK 250 next year. And don't forget about the Tormont Cat 250 coming up at Scotia Speed World. And we still got more races here at Riverside International Speedway. We got our friends from NASCAR coming in. The NASCAR Pinty Series will be here. And you don't want to miss that when it rolls into town. And then, of course, the big finale here at Riverside. Always exciting, and you don't want to miss that as it comes through on September the 8th as we wrap up another season at Riverside. But today, that's going to do it for us in the live coverage from Riverside. I am Joe Chisholm for Tim Terry, for Jerry Paxton, for Brad Mann, and for, how about the guy that gave us a hand last night on the broadcast crew, Dylan. We have to, Dylan Langell. He jumped in, and I know he's probably tuned in at his dirt track today. We want you all to be safe. Get home, be safe. We'll see you at the next race, and thanks for coming to the IWK 250. Go home. Tell your friends to be here next year. They don't want to miss Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250. Good afternoon, everybody. Have a safe drive home. Jerry and I got a flight to catch. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. A message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.